Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Today, we're going to talk about communications, specifically the challenges that are experienced in providing solid communication in the North. Recently, two communication companies have teamed up to offer a new service to help solve this issue. Galaxy Broadband and Hunter Communications have recently announced a new service to provide high-power Ku-band satellite service to Canadian federal departments and agencies using the new Hunter Ku-band satellite coverage. And now, for the first time, this service is available through Shared Services Canada. So today you're going to have the opportunity to hear double the perspective on the challenges in the North. Joining me today to talk about these new services are Doug Harvey from Galaxy Broadband and Brent Perot from Hunter Communications. Doug and Brent, welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Gentlemen, to begin, what prompted your companies to get together to form this team, and why did you pick each other?
Well, the shared services RFP, John, required an end-to-end solution that really was combining both the ground segment and the space segment. Hunter has the most powerful Ku space segment covering Canada, and it covers all three oceans. And Galaxy has the teleports, the national infrastructure, the call center and service support that they really needed. So it was a real perfect fit.
Yeah, I'd expand on that a bit. Hunter has worked with Galaxy over the years. I mean, Galaxy in business for over 25 years, has extensive experience, particularly up in the northern latitudes of Canada, the more difficult, hard to reach areas in northern Alberta and Manitoba and Saskatchewan. So they have a lot of the experience and proven their value for over all these years. So it was kind of natural that we teamed with somebody who was a national service provider who had the background that could support an RFP like this.
So it's a good chemistry, a strong relationship, and you basically complement each other's services.
We would agree on that.
For sure.
Doug, you concur.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds like the Reese's commercials. It's where peanut butter meets chocolate, which is a good thing. This contract, though, maybe we could talk a little more about that. What does that mean for Canada's military?
Well, Canada's military has kind of long been calling for much better communications in the north and in the far, far north. And with the Hunter beam, we have addressed many of those needs. So the demand was there, but there was really no procurement vehicle or process for the military to access our capacity. With the shared services contract, the vehicle now is in place, so it makes it way easier for people to actually fulfill their requirements.
Yeah, I'd expand on that. The military, perhaps one of the biggest things that's been lacking for many years is the ability to get broadband communications with small antennas. The reason you need that is you're in a mobile environment. You're on a vehicle, you're in a helicopter or in a small aircraft. You need the ability to run out and do perhaps search and rescue operations. Addressing sovereignty concerns from any foreign incursion, doing military exercises in cold weather environments. All of these things require a mobile capability, and that means, by definition, that means small antennas. And the problem is, in the past, the satellite coverages have not been strong in the north. There wasn't adequate commercial demand for it, and so we looked to address that, and we did that. But as Doug said, while this satellite capacity has been available for the last 4 or 5 years, we haven't had the contract vehicle that would allow the defense agencies, the government agencies, to contract this. And so with this shared services award, that issue has been solved, and so we can now address those client requirements for true broadband into small antennas, mobile environments, all throughout the north.
So, Brent, we're talking about performance here, and I know from some of our research and discussions, for our listenership and readership that would like to get more detail, I think you mentioned that you have a document that gets into talking about the performance abilities of satellites in different sizes and things. Can you elaborate a little more on that and when the report's going to be available for our listenership and readership?
Sure, we can make that available actually through your website, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
They can just click on it. It's a simple report just showing really how much of a higher performing beam this is than all past satellites. It was it was really just a question of commercial demand. There just wasn't enough of that to warrant putting power and signal strength and concentrating that in, you know, over Canada specifically, with a particular regard for Northern Canada. And so we've solved that now, and so that we can show through this white paper just how small of an antenna you can use and the kind of throughput that you can gain from it.
That's excellent. We'll certainly post it. Gentlemen, when you say north, how far north are we really talking about? How far can these services be extended to? Where will they work?
Well, this is one of the key things that we really want to stress, that Doug and I want everybody to take away from this podcast, is that when we say north, we're pushing all the way up to 80 degrees latitude. That's the physical limit of the satellite coverage. One of our largest and primary customers from the beginning that justified us putting this beam with so much power up north was in-flight connectivity, Wi-Fi on airplanes, commercial aircraft. And they're using very small antennas, about 40 centimeters in size. Some of them are all the way down to 30 centimeters in size. And these aircraft, over all these years, they've been getting their broadband, their internet, and they start to lose it at about 79 degrees north, 79.5 degrees north. So we're really pushing up to the very, very edge of the satellite's capability for signals, which is impressive when you think that there's really only one community in Canada that's north of 80 degrees. So we literally cover 99.9% of all the population of the Canadian north, north of 60 or 65 degrees. So it's with all mobile antennas. That's really what we want to stress, perhaps most of all, from this talk here today.
So, Brent, why is the Hunter beam so effective for in-flight connectivity?
Again, it was just that issue of concentrating the power and the signal strength over the Canadian landmass. And most other satellites, you know, they were really, while they were hitting Canada, perhaps they were also getting, the U.S. mainland. And it was simply a matter of economics. The U.S. has 10 times the population, 10 times the potential demand requirement for the satellite connectivity, so that area. But with the demand, which is a new service, it hasn't been around that long, broadband into commercial aircraft flying all over the world. That's relatively new. But with the advent of that new business line, that really justified putting a dedicated beam focused on northern coverage. And so if you fly from Toronto to Hong Kong, you will have, access and connectivity throughout your flight all the way through Canada and Alaska.
I'd imagine this is pretty attractive to the airline services. Are there some other customers who are picking up using the Hunter beam?
Sure. It's Doug here. And there's lots of examples up there. I mean, take an AOPS, doing northern maritime patrols. And it's really now that the vessel can live stream from cameras on the vessel or unmanned drones that they're using to expand their monitoring areas. It's visual, it's infrared, thermal live streaming directly to HQ that gives you that real-time detection of any threats. And that could be from like foreign submarines, vessels in distress, search and rescue, or potential of oil slicks for environmental sensitivity in water. So it's kind of wide based. And really, I think we're just starting to scratch the surface of what types of applications and services this really frees up for people to use.
Okay. Doug, Brent's talked a lot about the North. Maybe we could talk about Galaxy and what their background and experience is in providing services to the North.
Sure. Well, we have a great bat. We've serviced customers in the North for years, including the Nunavut government, businesses and mines all through the Arctic and Northwest Territories over to the Yukon and Alaska. And that includes like D&D and JTFN, which is the Joint Task Force North. And we handle all their maneuvers every year with comms. We have installations in Resolute Bay. So we're really well versed up there. We actually have a tech on Baffin Island today that's doing work up there at a large mine. So we have the staff, we have the operational capacity to deal with these challenges and this kind of climate. You could also check out our blog on our website and follow Willie's adventures. Willie's one of our senior techs, and there's great articles on him, dancing with wolves, battling Arctic blizzards, all kinds of crazy things. But so we live and breathe that, it seems, every day. So we're looking forward to it, and there's really nothing that we can't handle.
Wow, that sounds really impressive. When it comes to military, I mean, budgets and ROI are certainly key. Are there any incentive programs that are being offered for new military applications?
Yeah, sure, John. I mean, we're always looking to do tests and trials that demonstrate the capabilities of the service, for sure. Our only request is that we ask our customers to consider testing 10 to 20 times the throughput that they've been used to. Really seeing the capability of, that'll open up, new applications, new usage, better satisfaction from their users that really enhance our military operational capacity. So it's really amazing when they can see 10 to 20 times that I'm getting. It's a game changer for sure.
Wow, that sounds like that would be a good incentive and an opportunity to try out product and report the findings. We have had the opportunity to talk with Doug Harvey from Galaxy Broadband and Brent Perot from Hunter Communications. The topic is communication and the challenges that people deal with in the North. And it sounds like there's some great solutions here and a great new partnership. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, John. Very much appreciate your time.
Yes, thanks again, and have a great day.
Thank you.